National Legal and Policy Center's proposal, Item 5, calls for a special subcommittee under the Audit Committee to examine the risks that Mondelez faces due to many troubling relationships with external organizations. For example, currently, or in the recent past, Mondelez has supported the agendas of Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation, UN Human Rights, and PFLAG. Black Lives Matter is a corrupt, Marxist, anti-law enforcement group, yet CEO Dirk Van de Put thought it was a good idea to send hundreds of thousands of dollars to support their destructive agenda in 2020. UN Human Rights is blatantly anti-Semitic and has far more condemnation for the only democracy in the Middle East, Israel, than they do for the terrorist group Hamas. Yet Mondelez and its board thinks it's a good idea to link its popular brands with those who hate Jews. And Mondelez has almost co-branded its most iconic and popular product, Oreo, with PFLAG. PFLAG lobbies for laws that allow for the placement of inappropriate, sexually explicit materials in schools and libraries where children can access them. PFLAG also advocates for state laws that enable gender-confused children to pursue psychological and medical care to, quote, transition their sex without their parents' knowledge or consent. This is not normal. Nor is it moral. It is amoral. Yet Mondelez reportedly sent PFLAG $500,000 of shareholder resources. The company also maintains a special link to support PFLAG on an Oreo Pride webpage. According to Mondelez's opposition response to our proposal, the board believes there is no risk to associations like these at all. The company arrogantly states that it has already allegedly robust oversight to identify, assess, and mitigate risks. But every company says this. For example, Anheuser-Busch InBev claimed to have strong risk oversight on its board. Yet somehow company leadership was blindsided when its top product, Bud Light, was eagerly placed into a promotional partnership with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney. We all know what happened. The brand's sales plummeted and has been thoroughly rejected in the United States. It lost its top-selling spot to Modelo. After more than a year, it hasn't recovered and almost certainly won't. Despite massive marketing efforts on media and in entertainment venues, beer drinkers avoid it like the plague. So it's not surprising that Mondelez's CEO, Dirk Van de Put, is also on InBev's board of directors. Just as with Bud Light, there are plenty of alternatives to Oreo and Mondelez's other brands. Don't say you weren't warned. Please vote for Item 5.